hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is live, folks. That's right. I survived here. It is Monday, the 4th of February, 2008. Folks, I'm here to tell you, there's a couple different diseases out there, and be wary of this. If you get the chest pains and you get the head cold and snot starts running down your face, be thankful. That's a cold. It's a severe cold, but nevertheless, just a cold. The other is this flu. Now, it's being called flu, but I doubt very much that's what it is. It's probably some variation of bird stuff, or I don't know what it is. But I'm here to tell you folks that people out there, especially the elderly or infirm, or people with pre-existing health conditions that get this flu, it could kill you. And I joke you not. I don't do drugs, but I got to tell you what. For 3 days, I took painkillers so I could at least sleep. That's how bad the stuff was. And none of the, yeah, I had the cough, but no congestion in the head, no runny nose. I didn't even get sick. My stomach was fine. It was the other end that was the problem. And I was reading Mariah McCain, her wonderful catalog she came out with. And I knew this over the years, but it was nice to read it in print. When you get the flu and you've got those loose bowels, let's just call them, there are other terms for it, do not take K-O-Pectate or do anything to stop that. That is your body's way of getting rid of the toxins and the disease and everything else. So you got the Hershey's, don't stop them. You got a fever, unless it's over 101 degrees, don't take any aspirin or any cold remedies that have aspirin in it that lowers your temperature. Folks, that is your body's way of raising the temperature, putting out those little white corpuscles to go after the bacteria and viruses and all that stuff. But do not, under any circumstances, mess around with this stuff because it literally could kill you. I mean, it is that bad. And it's amazing. I don't see anything on the news about this. Half the country is sick. I think all of Texas, half of Texas is sick right now. They've got, in some schools in this state, they've got so few kids that they're actually considering canceling classes. So, I mean, it's bad stuff. So you start to get this stuff, do not mess with it. Do not think that you can work through it. Do not. Get plenty of bed rest, and I'm telling you, drink a lot of stuff, a lot of fluids. If you can keep it down, do it. Keep yourself warm. You know, there's an old thing. My mother had a remedy years ago. When she would get sick, she'd take a little cup of hot tea, put a shot of whiskey in it, drink that down, get under about 8 blankets, and sweat it out. There is a reason for that. That raises the body temperature so your body can do its job in healing itself. Folks, I don't know what this stuff is. I've had flu, and then I've had flu. But if somebody tries to convince me this is a standard type of variation of Hong Kong or whatever, they're full of malarkey. And probably some other things as well. We'll take the break here, get back. I got a ton of stuff I need to go through. Folks, it's amazing how stuff can back up on you when you're out sick for a week. We'll be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. It wouldn't be a day in paradise, ladies and gentlemen, if we didn't hear from the idiot in chief, the commander in chief, Mr. George Bush. Took no questions, rolled out his his economic plan. I'll only subject you to this for 2 minutes and 49 seconds. This is our idiot in chief, traitor that he is.
With my cabinet, where we discussed a lot of issues, and one issue we discussed was the budget. I've submitted the budget today to Congress. It's on a laptop notebook. It's an e-budget. It saves paper, saves trees, saves money. I think this is the first budget.
Let's just stop right here. Remember what this guy used to say about going after Al-Qaeda? Or Al-Qaeda, we should say. Osama bin Laden. We're on the hunt. You know, what he thinks are brainy little one-liners to capture your attention. Saves paper? It's good? Please, folks. Okay, I'm going to run this without comment. Otherwise, I'm not going to. And I'm not even going to watch the screen. I'm just going to play the audio and turn my head. I can't even stand to look at this character. If I can get the thing back up, here we go.
Submitted electronically, and it's a good budget. It's a budget that achieves some important objectives. One, it understands our top priorities to defend our country, so we fund our military, as well as fund the Homeland Security. Secondly, budget keeps our economy growing. Essential that we make sure that we deal with the uncertainties, the economic uncertainties we face. And that's why we're working hard with the House and the Senate to get a growth package out quickly that
working
will put
hard.
Money in the hands of consumers and provide incentives to small businesses and large businesses to invest.
He's working hard.
Thirdly, we recognize that in order for this economy to grow, it's important to make the tax relief permanent. And that's what this budget reflects. It's a budget that boosts money for education and health and housing. It helps deal with the issue of making the tax code more fair for individuals who want to buy health insurance in the individual market. This budget is one that keeps spending under control. Discretionary spending is held to less than 1%. It eliminates 151 wasteful or bloated programs, saving the taxpayers $18 billion.
Ooh,
18. It also takes a hard look at entitlement growth over the next 5 years and provides specific recommendations to save $208 billion over those 5 years.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt here. His $208 billion, most of that's going to come right out of Medicare. So if you're on Medicaid or Medicare out there, tough luck. His money's going for the war, all right?
And at the same time, the budget achieves balance by 2012. This is a good, solid budget. It's not only an innovative budget, and that is coming to Congress over the Internet. It's a budget that gets to balance in 2012 and saves taxpayers money. You know, in my State of the Union, I said to the Congress that there's a lot of talk about entitlement spending. Once again, we've proposed specific reforms and specific measures. And Congress needs to come up with its own ideas. And Congress needs to respond to this these looming deficits as a result of unfunded liabilities inherent in Social Security and Medicare. Our budget...
What did he just say? Unfunded mandates on Social Security? George, what the hell is being taken out of everybody's check every week? Is that unfunded? No. I will give you this much credit. Unlike your predecessors that walked in and robbed the Social Security Trust Fund, because that's put into a general fund and it's just spent as the government sees fit. You know, if you had a 401k, a retirement package with a company, and they just decided to go out and spend your money however they wanted, invested and they lost it and just said, oh, well, you know, is that legal? A couple more seconds of this idiot is all I can stand.
It does that. Our budget protects America and encourages economic growth. Congress needs to pass it. Thank you very much.
No, George, thank you. I was just bedazzled by your presentation and your information. Where do you start on this one? Well, all right. Oh, I got a ton of stuff I want. I hope my voice holds out today, because I got a ton of stuff I want to go over. I've been chomping at the bit ever since I came back to the planet here a few days ago, and watching the Republican debate, of course, and watching Mr. Ron Paul be once again ineffective with his ideas and the ability to relate them. Sorry, Ron. Got to call him as I sees him. I don't know who's writing your script, but you better fire him. Here's a guy that has the answers and for some reason refuses to unroll the absolute killer of all the other politicians, and I don't care what side of the aisle they sit on. I've been thinking about this now for 7 days, and I don't know whether to give up the business of radio or get drunk or just try to wind my Timex wristwatch. I'm not sure what. One of the things that caught my eye today, and Michael Herzog sent over an addition to what I was talking about. You know, he's talking about a $3.1 trillion budget. Fiscal budget, $3.1 trillion. All this money being spent, and you would think for that amount of money, everything would just be just rosy. Of course, if the supply of money didn't run out. $3.1 trillion. And by the way, at the end of this fiscal year budget, he's still going to have a $410 billion deficit. Well, I got a few ideas of where that money can be made up, and I'll get to that in a second. Medicare, he's going to cut that by $208 billion. I'm sure that's going to make the retired folks out there jump up and down for joy. What it might do is send people over to the idea here of national health care, which I think it's actually designed to do. And I'll get around to that subject as well and how Hillary wants to pay for it. Raise military spending, a little mere $515 billion for the next year. 515, folks, do you know how much money that is? That's a half a trillion bucks. And guess what? Government doesn't have any money. They can't extract any more out of you, so what do they have to do? Borrow it. What do you think the juice is on a half a trillion bucks? See, if he was, gosh, I don't even want to use the term, if he was an honest guy. that's like asking the devil to make the sign of the cross. Included in this budget. And by the way, this budget plan, this wonderful little new toy that he's found, he's doing an e-budget over to Congress. Isn't that nifty? Thanks, George, for crawling into the 21st century, but your brain is stuck someplace back in the primal dark ages. By the way, this little budget plan he's got is going to balance the budget by 2012. Yeah, 2012, the balance of the what budget? We're $100 trillion in the hole. What is he balancing? What is he balancing? We are so far out of control. But they got solutions for this to make you feel better out there. Here's a good one. Subprime lenders get big accounting break at the Security Exchange Commission. Jonathan Wheel of Bloomberg wrote this a couple of days ago. He said, just when it seemed as if the mortgage mess had hit a new low, now comes this. The Security and Exchange Commission staff has granted the subprime lending industry a huge exemption from the normal rules for off-balance sheet accounting. Read that. Cooking the books. In effect, the move will let home lenders keep their balance sheets looking much smaller and less leveraged, even while the off-the-book loans they've made get a makeover. For months, banking regulators and politicians have been pressing leaders to freeze the interest rates on many adjustable-rate subprime mortgages that are scheduled to reset soon at higher interest rates. The idea, of course, is to minimize defaults and foreclosures. Good luck with that one. This year, we'll see well over 2 million people getting thrown out in their keisters in the streets of America. Now, while all this, Will writes, while this is a noble objective, all good deeds must be accounted for. And that's been the sticking point for many banks. Through September, just 3.5% of subprime mortgages that reset in the first 8 months of 2007 had been modified. 3.5%. And that's according to Moody's Investor Service. Even lenders inclined to help don't want to hurt their financial results, and now they might have to, thanks to a January 8th letter from the SEC's chief accountant, Conrad Hewitt. Here's the background. Many lenders recorded upfront profits by selling loans in bulk to off-balance sheet trust, known as qualified special purpose entities. It's got a real official sounding name, a QSPE, which then repackaged the loan pools into mortgage-backed securities. The trusts are supposed to be beyond the lender's control, and if the companies servicing the loans tinker with them in any ways that aren't spelled out in the trust charters, the sale must be reversed, and the trust must come onto the lender's books under the Financial Accounting Standard Board rules. That, they're throwing out the window. Not only are they not telling you about the M3, the money supply out there, and how much they're inflating it, Now they're just going to openly shove it in your face by recooking their own damn books. Welcome to America.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And while you're all sitting around waiting for your economic stimulus package check, which probably you won't get until May or June of this year, if then... Yeah, and it's been revised down from what I understand. So it's going to be someplace between $600 and $800 per individual, maybe as much as $1,400 to $1,600 for married couples. Yeah. Yeah, let me see, $600. How many tanks of gas would that buy me? 12? 12 tanks of gas? Oh, boy, yeah. I'll go far with that one. President Bush sent the nation's first ever $3 trillion budget proposal to Congress on Monday, contending that the spending blueprint, we're going to spend our way out of debt, will fulfill his chief responsibility to keep America safe. The $3.1 trillion proposed budget projects sizable increases in national security. Sure, let's give the Gestapo more money, but forces the rest of government to pinch pennies. It seeks $196 billion in savings over 5 years in the government's giant health care programs, Medicaid and Medicare, which shouldn't even be there in the first place. But even with those restraints, the budget projects the deficits will soar to near-record levels of $410 billion this year, Oh, and let's not forget about next year, 2009, an additional $407 billion deficit in 2009. Folks, we're approaching $1 trillion in just 2 years. And by the way, that budget projection there is driven higher in part by efforts to revive the sagging economy with the $145 billion stimulus package. You want to stimulate me, George? Go blow your brains out. That'll stimulate me to no end. Bush called the document, which protects his signature tax cuts, a good, solid budget. But even the Democrats and top Republicans attacked a plan for using budgetary gimmicks to claim the budget can return to balance in 2012, 3 years after the clown leaves office. And we need him to go right from the Oval Office straight to jail, by the way. I'll get around to that as well in this program. Democrats called the Bush final spending plan a continuation of the administration's failed policies, which wiped out a projected 10-year surplus of $5.6 trillion and replaced it with a record buildup in debt. John Spratt, the House Budget Committee chairman, he's a Democrat out of South Carolina, he said, "Today's budget bears all the hallmarks of a Bush legacy. It leads to more deficits, more debt, more tax cuts, more cutbacks in critical services." For his last budget, Bush, as a money-saving measure, stopped the practice of providing 3,000 paper copies of the budget to members of Congress and the media, instead posting the entire document online. Democrats joked that Bush cut back on the printed copies because he ran out of red ink. And if we want to hear anything that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has to say, he said that this budget is fiscally irresponsible and highly deceptive, hiding the cost of the war in Iraq while increasing the skyrocketing debt. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad, another Democrat out of North Dakota, he said the president proposes more of the same failed policies he's embraced throughout his time in office. More deficit finance war spending, more deficit finance tax cuts, tilted to benefit the wealthiest, and here we go with that claptrap again. Look, folks, I seem to think, what was it, 400 and some odd days ago, Democrats won the Senate and took control of the House. What did they run on? We're going to stop the Iraq war. We're going to bring the troops home. Really? And they're sitting around whining that, well, he's playing fiscal clamshell here. Let's hide the budget. Let's hide the real deficits. Well, I can read $500 billion for this year's budget for the war that should not have been fought. And to listen to John McCain, we've got to stay the course and end this with dignity. Oh, I got some stuff on McCain. Stick around for that one. When he was at a guest at the Hanoi Hilton, you're going to love this one. Well, all right, how can we save here? Okay, let's put on my little CPA hat here for a second. Where can we find $338.3 billion? Well, let me explain that. September 11, 2001, folks, we were attacked by al-Qaeda, bin Laden, remember? Oh, yes. That threw us into a national emergency to the point we had to go making war on people that didn't attack us, namely Saddam Hussein. And, of course, we had to move into Afghanistan to make sure the heroin crop was back up to standard so the CIA can have its black budget money readily available and line the pockets of selected politicians. Yes, they are in the drug business. Don't believe it. Go move to another planet. Illegals are costing U.S. taxpayers more than the Iraq war. $11 to $22 billion is spent on welfare to illegal aliens each year. $2.2 billion a year is spent on food assistance programs such as food stamps, WIC, and free school lunches for your illegal aliens. Isn't it nice to know that they're well fed at my expense? $2.5 billion a year is spent on Medicaid for illegal aliens. $12 billion a year is spent on primary and secondary school education for children here illegally, and they cannot speak a word of English. By the way, that's from CNN. I've got a little list here I'll go through, and then the added list that Michael Herzog gave me just for L.A. County, California. That'll blow you away. Oh, I'm working up a head of steam here, folks. I'm glad to be back. If you noticed, I got a little edge in my voice today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Talking about the illegals and what it's costing U.S. taxpayers. $17 billion a year is spent for education for the American-born children of illegal aliens known as anchor babies. CNN. $3 million a day spent to incarcerate illegal aliens. Again, CNN. 30% of all federal prison inmates are illegal aliens. CNN reported it. $90 billion a year is spent on illegal aliens for welfare and social services by the American taxpayers. And all of these are from CNN. $200 billion a year is suppressed American wages are caused by illegal aliens. Now, I said this earlier. I do a show on this network called Cash Flow, which a lot of you people do not hear, and you should. But at any rate, you know, you've heard this. I mean, George Bush has even said this, that, well, we need these migrant workers in this country, you know, to pick our fruits and vegetables, don't we? You know the reason why these growers hired the illegals in the first place? Or I'm sorry, they were called migrant farm workers in the first place, is because they didn't want to pay any real wages to real Americans. So everybody looked the other way while they're all out there in the hot sun picking their cabbages and their lettuce and strawberries and whatever else. You know how many illegals are actually picking crops out there, folks? It's less than 2% of the illegals in this country that are actually doing some manual labor like that. And the only way we got them out of the housing industry, commercial and residential, not all the way out, mind you, but the damn system had to collapse in order for them to be jobless. Now, folks, you know, we've shredded the Constitution through the Patriot Act 1 and 2. And all the other sundry things that Homeland Security has come up with, you know, in the state of national emergency. But yet we have up to 40 million of these illegals in this country. The illegal aliens in the United States have a crime rate that's 2.5 times that of white non-illegal aliens, in particular their children, are going to make a huge additional crime problem in the U.S. And again, from CNN. During the year of 2005, and this is an estimation, just in 2005 alone, there were 4 to 10 million illegal aliens that crossed our southern border, also as many as 19,500 illegal aliens from terrorist countries, millions of pounds of drugs, cocaine, meth, heroin, and marijuana crossed into the U.S. from the southern border. You want to know where that came from? Homeland Security. Where Michael Chertoff, and I saw him do it, I saw it with my own eyes, heard it with my own ears, get up on C-SPAN one morning talking about the 12 million illegals in this country. And when queried, where did he come up with that figure? Well, they hired two groups to look at the situation, give an estimate, and they both come in within a couple of hundred of each other. That's how Michael Chertoff came up with the 12 million that you've heard repeated by the White House, by the news media, ad nauseum, ad nauseum, ad nauseum. During that year, as I said, 4 to 10 million, just in 2005. This has been going on for a lot of years, folks. A lot of years. The National Policy Institute estimates that the total cost of mass deportation would be between $206 and $230 billion on an average cost of between $41 and $46 billion annually over 5 years. That came from the National Policy Institute. And I've said this before on this program, that I'm not in a big bunch here about all these illegals being here. I don't like it. I want them gone. But we're not going to be doing this overnight unless we all pick up our little rifles and our little handguns. We all run out in the streets and start pointing guns in guys that have dark skin and asking them for their documentation. In this country, these companies that want these illegals in this country because they see it as a cost-saving way of doing business, these are the same brain children that thinks it's a good idea if they move their companies out of this country, move them to China, so they can take advantage of the cheaper labor markets to maintain their profits and ship the goods back in this country, further eliminating more jobs. They think it's a great idea. I can't wait till the market goes bust and these so-called shareholders in these companies or these corporations find themselves flat on their keisters out in the street, and let's see how wonderful they think it is when there's no jobs in this country, that they don't have a job to go for. Right now, hey, they're sitting pretty good. Yeah, they're stockholders. They're watching the corporations making billions and billions and billions of dollars. At whose expense? The very people that supported these corporations to begin with, made their profits for them so they could turn around, turn their backs on the American people, take their businesses out of country, ship their products back in here, and, well, the consumer's real happy about that because, you know what, we're holding down the cost. You did away with your jobs, you idiot, when you go to Wally World, when you go to Walmart, when you go to these big box stores. Take a look at where the stuff is made. Is it made in the United States? No. So where did that job go? Well, Well, I'm in the service economy now, and I'm doing just fine. I'm producing nothing, but I've got a job, and, well, I'm competing with Punjabs from India, but that's okay. They're only making one-third, and maybe my job will be around here for another 6 months or a year until somebody figures out how to farm their job out, and then their keisters will be out on the very same street along with everybody else. Great plan. In 2006, illegal aliens sent home $45 billion in remittances back to their countries of origin. $45 billion. So you see, they're here illegally. They're using all these services that are bilking you, the taxpayer, out of all this money that we're expected to pay for, and then they don't even spend the money here. 10, 15, 20 of them in a shot, living in a house, living real cheap, and sending the money back home. They're not even spending the money here from the jobs that they've stolen from Americans. And the darker side, if there is a darker side to this issue, the dark side of illegal immigration, nearly 1 million sex crimes committed by illegal immigrants inside the United States. And the cost of this to the American people? $338.3 billion a year. But hold on. Michael Herzog sent this over to me. From the LA Times, 40% of all workers in LA County, and keep in mind that Los Angeles County has 10.2 million people in it. 40% of these people are working for cash and not paying any taxes whatsoever. This is because they're predominantly illegal immigrants working without a green card. 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for, you guessed it, illegal aliens. 75% of people on most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal aliens. Two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for, that's right, by the taxpayers. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers, you guessed it, are Mexican nationals here illegally. Over 300,000 illegal aliens in Los Angeles, they're living in garages. 300,000 illegals are living in garages in L.A. County. The FBI reports half of all gang members in Los Angeles are most likely illegal aliens from south of the border. Nearly 60% of all occupants of HUD properties are illegals. How did that happen? 21 radio stations in L.A. are Spanish-speaking. Press 1 for English, press 2 for Spanish. In L.A. County, 5.1 million people speak English. Almost 4 million, they don't speak no English. And remember what I said, 10.2 million people in L.A. County alone. Less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of California, Florida, and New York results, that's right, from immigration. 29% of all inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. And, folks, we're a bunch of fools for letting this continue. But there are some simple solutions to this. And that's going after employers that hire illegals. I'm sorry to tell you here, McDonald's Corporation, Ray Kroc is probably spinning in his grave right now. But you know what, McDonald's? You're going to have to hire the old ladies and the high school kids back. These major corporations that are hiring these illegals, these are the ones that are pressing to have these people in this country. Oh, well, all we have to do is, you know, just fine them $2,500 and, you know, make sure that they're not criminals and, yeah, we'll put them on a fast track for citizenship. folks, do you know how many tens of thousands of illegals are serving in our armed forces right now in the Middle East? That's the fast track to citizenship. You're an illegal. You have no allegiance to this country. You don't even know how to spell United States. But they put a gun in your hand and say, here, go shoot this guy. Don in Ohio. Don, hello.
Hello. Yeah, I read an article this morning that it said that they passed that rebate check bill so quickly that they didn't realize that illegal aliens can also get a rebate check, whether they moved back or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun system.
Well, yeah, of course it is. And how the hell did we get 60% of illegals in the government-funded housing?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
This country's going to hell in a handbasket.
And where are the people that were jobless and homeless before that have been waiting to get into these places? How are they supposed to get in when 60% of the occupancy rate is by illegals?
I'd say they're probably getting bumped out, too. You know, they're getting bumped out while the Mexicans get in.
Well, and thanks for your call, Don. Appreciate it. And here's the deal, folks. We go after these employers. And no more sanctuary cities, no more free health care, no more free schooling, none of this crap. When a cop pulls somebody over and he checks their ID, which they all do, you got to have your papers. Remember to move around in this country. If they ain't got no papers, they go to jail. They are illegal. They're put on a bus to Tijuana. And this could be spread out over several years. This problem didn't happen overnight. But we do not have a resolve. We do not have leadership in this country that is willing to do that. Because you know what? They're too busy out there pandering for their damn votes. Oh, how did they get the votes? Oh, that's right. They got driver's licenses and all kinds of other things. And they got bank accounts. And, well, yeah, let me register to vote for this guy that promises to keep me here. Can I say John McCain? Folks, are you paying attention? I am sick inside watching this. Hillary Clinton, and I said this earlier, let's cut Medicare and Medicaid $208 billion. Let's exacerbate a problem that we got ourselves into, which we shouldn't have started in the first place, but that's part of the Hegelian dialectic. Don't worry, it's okay. There is a health crisis in this country. I don't think anybody denies that. But this cast iron biddy that's running for president, and you women out there, I swear, that are voting for this creature because she's a woman. Well, the Helen Gurley Browns sure did a number on you. The bra burners of the 70s did a number on you. We got more blacks and people and women in this country running around carrying water for the Marxist philosophers than we've got anything else. I said this earlier on the program today. I think it was a mistake to give women the vote. And why do I say that? Look how they went after the gun issue. Oh, that's right. The little doughboy took a bullet with Ronnie Reagan. Oh, and then we have to get rid of the guns. Yes, yeah, so we're going to start these campaigns, and we're going to appeal to the women. These are the nurturers, the giver of life. What better group of people to go after? We've got to get rid of the guns. It's the guns that are killing people. No, it's criminals that are killing the people. And what their modus operandi is, or the means in which they do it, they would use Louisville sluggers or butcher knives, it wouldn't matter. Somebody tells me I don't have the right to self-protection, that I'm going to bring a knife to a gunfight, I got a criminal with a sticking a gun in my face. Oh, that's right. That was what was used to get rid of the guns in Australia and in England. Oh, well, we've got to cut down on crime, so we're going to ban the ownership of guns. Congratulations. You just put a big neon sign right on your forehead. It says, attack me because I can't defend myself. I remember several years ago down here in Austin, there was a gun-grabbing group out there protesting. And I said to this one woman, I said, you know, if you're so hip on just getting rid of all the guns, Well, I don't have any guns in my house, she proclaimed. I said, really? You seem to proclaim that proudly. Why don't you let everybody else know about it? I want you to go home today and post a big sign on the front of your house saying this is a gun-free zone. And that will be the clarion call for any criminal to come busting in your door, rape, rob, and pillage at will. Well, she didn't like that. Called me several names and stormed off. Dan in Minnesota. Hello, Dan.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I like listening to your rant, so there's only one thing they need to do. If they would simply just put large fines enough on companies, no matter who it is, whether it's a farmer or a corporation for hiring illegals, it would be done overnight. They would go home.
Well, and the economy is going to be sending a few of them home because, thankfully, we still have the right to keep and bear arms in this country. We're prohibited by law. But there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be really, really hungry, and they're too many miles from Mexico, and they're going to want to eat, and they're going to want to take what you got. And the first sack of doo-doo that does that to me, oh, buddy, hang on a second, Dan. We got to take the break. 800-313-9443. Folks, I'm just getting started. We'll be right back.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We are back here. Dan, anything else you want to impart with us, sir?
No, I just agree that, well, the whole economy is an illusion. And before long, it'll all come down. And that might be the biggest wake-up call for the American people, to get them to actually think about things.
Well,
I'm not sure.
The only problem here with scared, homeless, and broke people is they don't have a tendency. Their attention span is about 30 seconds.
That ain't much more than it is now.
Well, yeah, but then we have a serious problem in this country. We're ripe then for martial law.
I agree with you, and then we won't be able to get our message out anyway.
And this is why I've told people over the years, get your bullets, your beans, and your Bibles, because you're going to need them. You're going to be praying on your knees, and you better be able to reload as fast as you possibly can, because these cities are going to burn. Detroit, Cleveland, Los Angeles, these things are going to go up like tinder boxes.
You know, I look at all the yuppies in the suburbs of some of those cities. You know, they would have no access to food and water themselves. But then look at all the poor, disadvantaged neighborhoods, which they're going to be coming out of there before the people in the suburbs realize that they're about out of everything.
Oh, but they come up with an invention to make themselves feel better. Gated communities.
Right.
We're gonna build.
That'll keep them out.
Oh, that'll do it. Yeah. Well, the hordes of the hungry masses, the criminals out there roaming the streets. Yeah, that's gonna keep them out.
The gated community are probably the most disillusioned that have any idea.
Well,
you know, at least the middle class now realize they're getting squeezed. They're feeling it.
Well, so. Dan, and also for the criminal, it's a target-rich environment. If you want to gate it to try to keep somebody out, that's a sure sign that there's something in there that you want.
That's very true. Well, I've taken up your time. I know there's other days I want to call in and ask a bunch of questions, but I forgot what I wanted to. So,
that's
have a great afternoon.
All right. There'll be other days. Thank you. Appreciate your call. You know, I want to get around to this before the end of the hour. When I said that George Bush is going to be cutting Medicare and Medicaid, well, we shouldn't have been in the business of health care and benefits and retirement funds or anything of that nature. To put it in the Fed's hand was a recipe for disaster in the first place. I think everybody pretty much understands that. So when the taxpayers don't have any money because they're not working and they can't pay taxes, that means that the budget is going to increase. Oh, yeah, there'll be more deficit out there, less money flowing into the government coffers. Ah, but Hillary, she still wants her national health care. She wants her socialized medicine. And the story here comes out of Newsmax. Hillary Rodham Clinton of Rodham and Gomorrah, that's right, said Sunday she might be willing to garnish the wages of workers who refuse to buy health insurance to achieve coverage for all Americans. You're being garnished for Social Security, which you're never going to collect, Medicare, Medicaid, all the other government taxes. Now this cast iron biddy wants to make this mandatory, so they're going to just go in there and tax you any damn way. The New York senator has criticized presidential rival Barack Obama, which I still can't figure out what this guy is, for pushing a health plan that would not require universal coverage. Clinton has not always specified the enforcement measures she would embrace, but when pressed on ABC's This Week, she said, "I think there are a number of mechanisms that are possible, including going after people's wages, automatic enrollment." I'm telling you, I better buy that gallon of gasoline now while it's still around $3. Because if this cast iron biddy gets the presidency, I'm going to pour that gasoline on myself and light myself on fire. I might as well. Because if this communist gets in this office in this country, it's even too late for Katie to bar the door. I'll get around to John McCain in the next hour. I'm just getting up ahead of steam here, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break.